Well, Mark, Durham chose to bat. You gave yourselves a decent platform, and then things happened rather quickly, didn't they?
I think 50 for none. We thought we were going to be in for a good day with the bat, but obviously I top edged that one straight up. Decent ball for Keats LBW, and we found ourselves 70 odd for four and in a spot of bother. I think all in all, it's a day we'll look back with bit of disappointment, a day of missed opportunities.
That's the phrase I was thinking of, missed opportunities. If you look at that wicket, probably quite a few runs left out there, 204 all out, you'd probably be thinking, well, maybe another 100 at least.
Yeah, I think credit to Middlesex, once they got a sniff, they kept the pressure on and forced a couple of wickets. It probably would have been par around about 320, I reckon. Like I say, disappointing day, but we've got three big days ahead where we can come back, and if we start well in the morning session, then we can put it back on the Middlesex.
Credit to Middlesex, it brought James Franklin into the attack, and he was the one who saw you off and then got Keaton Jennings. You lost four wickets during that spell, and there was a daft run out in the middle of all that as well. A bit of pandemonium broke out, really, didn't it?
Yeah, I think the run-out's probably one of those things that comes on the back of a bit of pressure when wickets happen. Quickly, you get a couple of new men out there, and they're just trying to find their feet, and the miscommunication leads to the run-out, so it was far from ideal. But yeah, we'll sort of draw lines through today and come back in the morning and get back to task.
I was just about to write down your stats for your half century when I looked up to see the ball skying into the air, and I thought, oh no, what's happened here? What was it? Did it just come back at you sharply? Or
It just bounced a little bit more than I expected, really. It's a length I'm generally pretty comfortable getting away over the leg side, but just got a little bit extra bounce, and up it went. So it was disappointing then, really, because it was starting to build a decent partnership there. But disappointing.
One wicket down for Middlesex towards the end of the day's play. There's that old mantra that we go back to our school days, don't we? Catchers win matches. You lost four wickets on 74. They could have ended up losing three on 77 because there were let-offs for Gubbins, who was dropped behind off Graham Onions. And then I think there was an edge from Compton, which was put down at second slip by Scott Borthwick off Chris Rushworth.
A couple of chances that we missed there, where if we take them, then maybe it's three, possibly four down tonight. So that would have been a possibility of really making real inroads into what is a long batting lineup for them. But like I say, the first hour in the morning, bowlers will be fresh, rest up tonight and come at them really hard. And if we can get them four down within that first hour, then it's really game on.
Is the pitch offering much to the bowlers, do you think, particularly coming up the slope?
It's quite dry, but I'd say it's still a good cricket wicket. I think lads, when they hit the length hard, there's just enough to keep them interested. Bit of up and down. Some balls are flying through to the keeper, and the chance that went to Scotty Knight flew to him, went really quickly when the stand are quite close, because it looked like there wasn't a great deal of carry coming from the bottom end there. So there's enough to keep everybody interested. As batsmen, you've got to stay precise and pick your balls wisely that you want to score from. Likewise for the balls, if they're smashing a good area around about the top of that off stump, then they're going to be creating chances.